Oh my god, it's late. What do you want? Oh, it's you. I'm sorry. What's wrong? Your house got broken into? How do you know? Really? Okay, are you sure maybe your dog didn't just, I don't know, run into the glass door or something? That might have broken it, or... Okay, why don't you come inside? It's okay, we can find the dog, it's okay. You just come inside, calm down a little bit. I'm gonna go call the cops, they'll be here soon. Get some hot chocolate in you, okay? Alright. Go sit down, go over there, okay? And here you go. One cup of hot chocolate. How are you feeling? Look at me. Poor thing. You... Oh my god. You're like really cold. No, like you're frozen. Please, drink up. Drink. I'm gonna find a blanket. Okay, here. Warm you up. This isn't gonna work fast enough. I hope you don't mind me being too forward, but I'm gonna sit next to you under the blanket. Just to warm you up, okay? You're so cold. No, you're even making me shiver. Okay. The police? It turns out that if the perpetrator isn't in your house anymore, the break-in is pretty low on their priority list. They said it could be a couple of hours till they get here. I know, it's really disappointing, but you know what? You're here, and you can stay here as long as you like, and we can stay up. I'll stay up, you can go to sleep until the police come, and... Then I'll wake you up, and we can talk to them, and figure out where to go from here. Okay? And you can stay with me until your back door gets fixed. No, it's really not too much trouble. I mean, you're such a great neighbor. This is the least I can do for you. It seems like you're finally getting a little bit warmer. Yeah, your temperature's about back to normal. Here, let me take that hot chocolate. Would you like another glass? Are you sure? 'Cause I don't mind. Okay, I'll get you some more. And here. Hold on. Oh my goodness. I hope you don't mind me touching you. You are so tense. No, this isn't good. There's no way you're gonna be able to sleep like this. Do you feel like you could sleep like this? Feels like every single muscle on your body is just on high alert. This isn't good. Here. I have an idea. Why don't you just sit back and relax while I give you a little massage. Does that sound good? Oh, it's really no trouble. My pleasure, actually. Did you know I'm a licensed masseuse? Yeah, I know. We don't chat about our personal lives very often. Well, I don't mind working off clock. And you know what? Just for you, I'll give you the neighbor's discount. Okay, sit back. Ooh, you're so tense. I don't know how long it's gonna take for these knots to get out. Actually, you know what? This isn't all from this night. What's going on in your life that you're so stressed to cause this much tension? This isn't just work. Really, what's happening? You think someone's following you? What gives you that idea? Oh, I'm sorry, I'll continue. Okay. I suppose that those things would indicate that, that maybe someone's following you. Or you might just be overly observant and a little paranoid. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it in an offensive way. No, I'm just saying maybe things aren't bad. Maybe your dog just saw a squirrel and got excited and broke the glass in the back of your house, and maybe he ran away after. You know? Maybe your things going missing is just you misplacing them, and maybe the weird feeling that you get is just you being, well, paranoid. I mean, you're a normal person, aren't you? Do you have any gang affiliations? Do you have an amazing fortune that I somehow don't know about? No, right? I mean, no offense, but if you did, why would you be living in this neighborhood? No. You're normal, and that's a good thing because normal people don't get stalked. I mean, no one would want to stalk and kidnap you. It's way too risky. And Did you notice anything taken from your home? I mean, other than the clothes and stuff that you mentioned before. No, right? No money missing? Was your TV gone? Radio? Microwave oven? No, right? So, it probably wasn't a break-in. Break-ins usually involve stealing things. You're okay. I know that it's really stressful coming home and having a situation like that to deal with, but I'm sure that the police will be back soon, and we'll get the okay for hanging up missing dog posters, and tomorrow morning I can help you look. Okay? Okay. Your shoulders are finally relaxed, but and the rest of your body's still pretty tense. You're not fully believing my words, are you? You know, you're lying to me. I can tell you're lying to me because your muscle twitched. Yeah, our bodies have all sorts of little tells. Little tells to tell other people that we're not being completely honest. There's something called, do you mind if I go a little lower? Thank you. You know, there's this thing called desynchronization. Yeah, that's how you pronounce it. And that's the biggest tell of all when someone's lying. It's when their words aren't matching their actions and their body language. Like, here. What would be a good example? Oh yeah, I'm stalking you. I watch you fall asleep at night. And I'm the one who's been stealing your underwear. See? Completely desynchronized. Normally people would get really excited if they were saying something like that. I said it completely flat. I know, too fresh, I'm sorry. But that's one tell. And I can tell you don't fully believe my words because your body is twitching and getting more tense. You're on the defensive. As you're saying, no, I believe you, that everything's okay. Of course everything's okay. Here. Actually, do you mind if I go lower? I know it's pretty low, but you're holding a lot of tension in this area, and I really think you should deal with it. Is that okay with you? Don't be embarrassed. I mean, we're neighbors after all. It's our job to look out for each other. And I'm a masseuse. This is professional. So, can I go lower? Thank you. You know, it's kind of nice being able to pay you back for once. I mean, you're always there for me. Remember that time that I came home and my front door was wide open? Yeah, and I was terrified. So I asked you to wait outside while I checked the inside. And you actually offered to come in with me? That was really sweet. You're always just right there. And it's really, really reassuring to know that I have someone who has my back. And they live right next door. I mean, you're right there. You know, I really want to make you as happy as you make me, as relaxed as you make me. I know I'm kind of close. Does that make you uncomfortable? Because to me it seems like it's making you a little excited. Yeah, it'd be kind of hard not to notice. You're kind of, pretty obvious with how much you're enjoying this massage. And that's okay. You know, we masseuses, we see that a lot more than you'd think. This one is different, though, because I'm willing to deal with it for you. Think about it. I mean, I'm certainly not unattractive. I know you look through my windows, hoping to see me undressed, walking around, maybe doing something lewd. I know everything, and I'm not mad at you for it. In fact, it's kind of alluring, enticing. It turns me on. You turn me on. And I'm glad I turn you on. So, we could do something fun while we're waiting for the police to show up. Or I can stop touching you and you can go to the bathroom and deal with your little issue. One sounds a lot more fun than the other, and a way better way to spend our time. So, what do you think? You don't have to be embarrassed. Come on, just say yes. I guess I'll take a fine. You are so cute. I'm so excited to see what color your face turns. The expressions you make. As I completely ravage you. Take off your pants. Let me see it. Shit. No, it's just bigger than I thought it would be. It's not an issue. A pleasant surprise, maybe. Here, I've been curious about something, so just sit back and let me do what I'm gonna do, okay? Good boy. You taste so good. The noises you're making right now, they're so cute. Pre-cum tastes pretty good. You taste pretty good. What do you mean you're glad? You're so stupid. Did you ever in a million years think that you'd have your neighbor sucking your dick after a break-in? Probably not. Why? Because this is an utterly indecent thing to do. And, you know. Sorry, I like licking it. If we had a normal neighbor relationship, we wouldn't be doing this. But you don't really see me as a neighbor, do you? You don't. I knew it. I don't see you as a neighbor either. Torture seeing you fuck around with fucking Tinder chicks. What the fuck? Seeing them come in and out of your house like that. Were you trying to make me jealous? No. Well, regardless, I was. Yeah, I was. Look at me. I'm willing to do anything for you. Literally anything, just say the word and it's done. I can make all your problems disappear. You won't have to worry about anything ever again. But you're not allowed to date anyone else. Just me. Exclusively. And forever. I know that seems like a big commitment, but trust me, I'm worth it. And I think you know that. I think you can feel how worth it I am. So say you'll date me. Say it. Now, you have to make the decision. Right now. Say it. Now. Good boy. I need you to make the right decision. No, you're not as dumb as you look. You're still pretty stupid, though. Why? You gotta be joking. You really don't know. You see, this is why I like you so much. You're just completely oblivious. What shirt am I wearing? Does it look familiar in any way? Yes, it does look exactly like your shirt. Maybe one that went missing or something. Hey, don't start getting nervous now. I can feel you tensing up. This is supposed to relax you, remember? Yes. I was the one breaking into your house. I was going to break in again today. But your dog... No, your dog is fine. I just don't know where they are. They ran at me and broke the glass and just kept running. Yeah, it was weird. But yeah, all your missing clothes, that's me. Wait, hold on. You just leaked more pre-cum, are you? Are you turned on by this? Oh my god, you sick fuck. You're into me stalking you, aren't you? The neighbor that you would peep in on changing is secretly head over heels for you, and you're getting off to it. You know, that's actually really hot. You're so demented. Guess I am too. I mean, obviously, I'm literally wearing your shirt right now. So, I didn't scare you off? No? Okay. No, I think I might literally come just from sucking your dick. You don't have to touch me. Although, I'd like you to touch me later, that is. You're close. Come in my mouth, baby. Come. You actually taste really good. Yeah, why don't you just relax for a second? Let me grab you a change of clothes. I mean, I have enough of them for you to have many, many outfits here. And then we can go to bed. Darling, don't be stupid. Of course I didn't call the police. They're not gonna do anything anyways. Listen, you're gonna sleep at my place, and you're gonna sleep here from now on. Let's sell your house. You don't need it. Move in with me. We'll find your dog and bring it back tomorrow, okay? We'll call the insurance company then too. And then a realtor. Okay? What do you mean, what if you don't want to? Darling, you don't exactly have a choice. And I mean that. And I think you can tell that I mean that. Yeah. So. Why don't you just relax? Let me take care of everything. After all, I promised you I'd take care of all your problems. Whether you like it or not.